This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 1st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of JLN. The future of trading became clear yesterday as NASDAQ and AWS announced a partnership to move NASDAQ's markets into the cloud and transform data centers into AWS hubs. This announcement follows the recent one from the CME Group that it had struck a deal with Google for a 10-year partnership that accelerates the CME's move to the cloud and also involves Google investing $1 billion in the exchange giant. The 2022 Options Industry Conference registration is open for a return to the in-person confab to be held on May 10th to 12th, 2022 at La Cantera Resort and Spa in San Antonio, Texas. After an initial issue with the registration system yesterday, I have been assured the issues are resolved and the portal is open and available for people to register. Don't forget to register for the NFA and NIBA joint webinar on December 7th at 3:30 p.m. Central Time titled Supervision in a Hybrid Environment. Also, the NFA website reports that due to updates to the online registration system, ORS, ORS will be unavailable from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, December 4th, 2021. See Notice 1-21-37 for more information. And NFA said, due to updates to the online registration system, ORS will be unavailable from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, December 4th, 2021. See Notice 1-21-37 for more information. The Financial Markets Authority of New Zealand has issued an alert for the website that includes NYSE. In its URL, the FMA is concerned that the operators of the website nyse.shop/dist/pound sign may be operating a scam. The FMA said they have reports from investors that they are unable to withdraw their investments. The FMA regulates New Zealand's financial markets, and their role includes monitor the industry to ensure it complies with the laws and treats customers fairly, enforce the laws investigating misconduct and prosecuting companies and individuals for breaches, provide independent information to help consumers to make good investment and financial decisions, provide information and guidance to set expectations for how industry should treat customers fairly and comply with the law, license firms and professionals to provide certain financial products and services. My comment, I like the way that FMA defines their role and that the fairness to customers is in the first line. The STA Foundation announced the 2021 winners of its STA Women in Finance Awards. Recipients of the Diversity and Inclusion Leadership Award were Rachel and Christy Mochia, Chief Compliance Officer at Clear Street. The Mentor of the Year Award had a trio of winners: Julie Bauer of OCC, Jennifer Fagenson of Dash Financial Technologies, and Lisa Utassi of Clearbridge Investments. In addition, the Ken Heath Award went to Todd Lopez of UBS, Michael Lynch of Bank of America Securities, and Joe McCain of Citadel Securities. The recipients will be honored by the STA in a virtual event on Wednesday, December 8th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can register to attend with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the FT, London is becoming the Jurassic Park of stock exchanges. UK is falling behind as fund managers obsess on dividends over growth. The UK stock market is becoming a global backwater as US and Chinese markets forge ahead. It has largely failed to take part in the global rally that began in 2015. Of course, both the US and Chinese stock markets benefit from more dynamic and expansive hinterlands, with leadership in so many of the new industries that are driving stock market performance, from fintech, renewables, and mobility to medtech, agritech, and artificial intelligence. But beyond these natural advantages, the U.S. in particular is now increasingly attracting companies from all over the world, including the U.K., to list on its exchanges. my comment, this story wins a spot here for just the headline. How reanimated dinosaurs and funds are related is still beyond me. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Goldman CEO warns New York City must keep itself attractive to workers. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. Chief Executive Officer David Solomon had a word of warning for New York, telling the city's leadership to be mindful of the business environment or risk more companies sending workers elsewhere. New York has to be aware that there are good choices and it's got to keep itself attractive, Solomon said in comments released Tuesday from a Financial Times conference. Incentives matter, taxes matter, cost of living matters. My comment, what New York needs is more Broadway shows and bright lights. Entertainment matters. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most read story Tuesday was the Financial Times Moderna chief predicts existing vaccines will struggle with Omicron. Second was the Financial Times special report, what are non-fungible tokens and how do they work? Third was the Trading Technologies announcement, Trading Technologies contracts with Wanta Futures Taiwan for distribution of the TT platform and connectivity to the Taiwan Futures Exchange from Taiwan. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.